Where do you guys live?
You in that van?
I know, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting ready to sell my house and get a van.
Okay, yeah, we travel around and we call people out of this mess. You guys aren't going to sit here and listen to this, are you?
No, I just told my husband, I told you that dream I had about 3 or 4 years ago. That, and so when I seen him with that shirt, I said, well, he's going to be in Billings, let's go up there and see what he's doing. But
you don't want to sit here and listen to this. No, it's filled with wickedness.
I know it is. All
and
of me,
people
a lot
like
of
that
music
woman
is.
Here who had the evil spirits or whatever trying to pray some blood of Jesus over me, of a false Jesus, because if they're linked with this, yeah. This is wickedness and demonic.
I heard him say something about the Bethel too, so this guy's a little...
He's birthed out of Bethel,
yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, I had to ask my husband. It's
those
on the testing.
The Bethel, you know, they're not good.
No. Every denomination out there.
It's been made of man.
Not infiltrated. It's been made of man.
Well, that is Satan.
It's
Satan.
Not
that's why they call it religion. Legion is Satan.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So that's what we're here. I hope you guys don't stay here.
Oh, no. I told my husband to leave.
Okay.
When they start, we're leaving. I said, let's just sit here just because we drove up here. I said, well, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, we travel around to all sorts of these. We were just in Rapid City. And they had a two-day so-called Christian event. What they're doing is they're slapping the holiness and the profane together. They use our Savior's name to put on all this fleshly music. Because all this kind of music, not even just his, all the concerts that we go to and the so-called Christians, they're not of God. It's fleshly. Romans 8, Romans 6 tells us we're not supposed to be living in the flesh. And this music is all of flesh. God wants us to worship in spirit and truth.
Be
that means his word, be holy, be called out, be separated.
Yes, be separate.
Right. So we're not supposed to be part of this. And I would encourage you, because we love you as our neighbor. I don't know what you do or where you are in your faith life, but I would encourage you to go deeper. Because I don't know if you're born again or not. Yeah. Have you?
Okay, I accepted Jesus. I was baptized in Lake Powell when I was 13.
Okay, and, but can I correct you on something, ma'am? We don't accept him.
You don't accept Jesus? I mean, you're
no,
sure.
It's actually not biblical. What you do is when you repent and you turn your mind from who you were and what you're striving after.
That's what I'm learning now.
Okay,
you
turn it all to God, and then when you do that, you're willing to forsake everything and die for him.
Yeah.
He'll give you a new heart and a new mind, and that's being born again. He'll put his spirit in you. And then you hunger for righteousness.
For the righteous.
Right. You read the word, and you follow it and obey it. And so the problem is a lot of people go back to what their baptism was if they were within a denomination or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't get a whole lot further than that.
A church or a denomination.
Okay.
No, but
we encourage people to go deeper. And can I just lovingly tell you, there are commands for women. And I'm not doing this because you're claiming that.
I came out of the Pentecostal church.
Okay.
So, yes, I know.
That's why
I haven't cut my hair. I usually wear, this is how I usually dress, like you. But except for, I've been sick for like 4 or 5 months, and if I have a mistake, I just thought, okay, I'll be better to wear these pants. But
it is sinful. I want to help you out on that because I love you. Because you know what? I want to tell you.
Yeah.
And if you're truly born of God and you've been reading the Bible, you'll know this. The temple, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So think about that. It's not yours. You can't just
do what we want.
Do what you want. It's sinful because then you're willingly sinning. So if you know to do right, James says, if you know what to do and you don't do it, that's sin.
That's sin.
Right. And God's word, when it does tell us what we should do, we should biblically cover our head. We should biblically dress. We should be in submission to the men in authority. We're to have a meek and quiet spirit. Doesn't mean we never say anything.
Exactly.
But we're generally meek and quiet. We're supposed to be quiet when the men are reasoning in the body. You know, there's a lot of things that we see. We see feminism all over here.
Lifting up biblical Jesus.
And it looks like we'll be preaching some more. So.
Glory to God. What a day to lift up the King of Kings.
Yeah, my husband is starting to get into it.
Lord of Lords.
We've been lied to our whole life.
Right.
I've been trying to lead him, you know, like just being, you know, but the Lord said, you know, he'll do it. Just
live it in front of him. Be a quiet witness.
Yes,
first be obedient.
Hey, sir, you would do well to
I want to encourage you, the more obedient you are to God, the more
you
will get
to study the Word of God.
And the further you will go, and the more quiet you will be, the more your husband will step up if he's of God.
Following
I used to be a feminist. We were both born again about the same time. I was a raging feminist. We were both in the business company or business world. I was like the epitome of a man basher. So when we were born again, I had to kill a lot of flesh. The more quiet I got, the more he grew. God can't forgive. was.
A cult.
My parents, my mom taught me the Enlightenment. I hate them because they were all liars.
Feminism. Yes, that's a form of it.
I have a hard time with it. But when I learned about the spirit only a year and a half ago, and nobody talks about it, so it's hard to find information about it.
You mean the Holy Spirit?
Yeah. So, no, that's the spirit of Kundalini. I just learned about it 2 years ago.
It's wickedness.
It's wickedness, satanic.
Hey, and you better get on it. Somebody's parking on the other line over there. You better get on that.
We're not here for any of that. We're here to call it out. Right. Be very careful because if you get curious, and I don't know what you're here, if you might have wanted to go look at it, you're kind of opening yourself up. And I want to warn you from it.
Oh, no, I don't want to look at it. I know about it in the Word.
It's wickedness.
Show me the ordinance.
Okay,
I said I was.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.